This side of country. This side of country.
Radio Free Fargo 95.9 KRFF. You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. Hey, we're powered each and every day by our good friends over there at Fix It Forward Auto Care. It's International Women's Day. A salute to all of you, and I couldn't think of a better way than to chat with these three powerhouse ladies here. They're known as The Heels. We've been playing music off their recent EP called Work of Heart, including the song that I just can't get enough of. It's called John Waning. And calling in here on the phone, we've got Brittany. We've got Bobby, we've got Kyla, The Heels. Good morning to you, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, good morning to you. Where are you calling in from, by the way?
From Nashville, Tennessee.
You're in Nashville. Did I see that you just not long ago moved to Nashville, or have you been there quite a while?
We've been here 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Where were you located before then?
We're from Canada.
From Canada.
The West Coast. Yeah, Vancouver, BC area.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. So tell me, what was the reason for going to Nashville? Obviously, the obvious reason here is that it's the music capital of USA here. But that's a big move for the three of you to make. Why did you decide to head to Nashville?
It kind of was almost an accident. But we've been coming back and forth for years, and we love it so much here, and we stumbled upon a place to live here, so we just kind of jumped in.
Yeah, we were thinking that it was going to be a trip, and then we did find a long-term rental, so we thought, okay, well, let's make a go at this. And we originally, when we first met, we actually all lived on the same street, so writing together, singing together, we were just a few blocks away from each other. And then as the years went by and life kind of changed for us, we all ended up moving into different parts of the province, and it was about an 8-hour trek in between each person's home. So then when we were trying to work on things, it was just a little bit more of something that we had to plan. We had to spend like a week with each other so that we could really get stuff done. So when we found this long-term rental, we thought this is going to be amazing because it's going to allow us to be rehearsing more, writing more, and just be together. And we just find when we are together, there's so much magic that happens, and this city is so inspiring. So it's been really great. We're super happy here in our new home and just feeling so grateful every morning.
Well, amazing. Congratulations on your new home there in Nashville. Only there 3 weeks. I heard in your description there that you said you all happen to live on the same street or in the same general area as you were coming together as a group. Give me the story. Give me kind of the condensed version of how the three of you got together.
Well, Kyla has a restaurant. She has a couple restaurants in North Vancouver. And Brittany was the barista at the restaurant. And me, Bobby, I worked at a shop that was like right around the corner from the restaurant. So I used to go there daily on my lunch break or like on my way to work, and I would see the girls, and we each knew of each other's music careers because we were all pursuing music but in our own way as solo artists.
Yeah.
And then we also had mutual friends that would tell us that we should sing together and work together. So eventually we did start doing that. We'd meet after work at Kyla's cafe and sing, and the girls, Kyla and Brittany, they had actually started an open mic session that led to forming a band before I actually jumped in with them. And then randomly, like everything seemed so serendipitous for us, but randomly I had joined a friend that I was working with in something that we were calling the Year of Yes, where we were going to say yes to every opportunity that came to us.
Yeah.
And so literally like the next day, after I had told my friend that I would do this with her, Kyla sends me this message, and I thought it was about cosmetics because I used to sell cosmetics at the store.
Sure.
And she would come in and she would buy lipsticks and different fun things for her stage shows. And so I just read it out loud to my girls at work, thinking that we were going to have like a fun afternoon helping her find cosmetics, but it was asking me to be in a band with her. And the girls were like, well, you have to say yes because you started your Year of Yes. And I was like, wow, that's a really big commitment. But I did go meet with them and we sang together and I said yes. And we had a show about 6 days later. And yeah, it's kind of history from there. It just kept happening.
Tell me about the moment. Obviously, there's a great story here on how you all got together. But tell me the moment for you all where you really just went, yes, this is going to be amazing. Not only the camaraderie you have with the three and just how well you gel and write music and perform music and everything, but what was a specific moment that all three of you just kind of looked at each other in your career and went, oh, this is going to be amazing. We're doing the right thing here.
For me, it was when we got to play the Grand Ole Opry House stage in the back. We were in the back room and there was just this moment and we looked at each other and we're like, this is happening. We're here. We've made it.
Yeah.
So I think that was the biggest and brightest moment for me in this whole journey so far. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I think. Nope, go ahead.
No, finish. Go ahead. I want to hear your side of this too.
Oh, well, I was just saying like even further back, it felt really like an organic kind of growth. But like at the very beginning, we almost just like as soon as we started singing together, we like almost just like shook on it. And we're like, we're really going to do this. Like
yeah.
It really just felt like right from the beginning. Like it wasn't like a wishy-washy start in any way.
Yeah.
Like there was no like breaks really. We haven't really taken any breaks. We just
took it really serious.
Yeah. Like right from day one, we were just like looked each other in the eyes and we're like, this is real. We're really going to do this.
So we incorporated our company.
Yeah.
We started recording right away. We dove in like at first.
Mm-hmm.
And
just like moving here.
That's amazing. I love it. I'm a bigger go home person myself, so I totally get what you're saying. Yeah. I love your post that you put up today to celebrate International Women's Day. And I think there's a lot of trios out there that would love maybe your personal advice, because I would imagine being in a trio, how do you keep from going, you know, I'm on this person's side today or I'm on this person's side today, and really keeping it fair and square between the three of you and not making a 2-to-1 type of thing? Because that can be pretty tough when it comes to making decisions and that sort of thing. What is your balance there?
Yeah, 3 is usually a tricky number, I find. Like, I mean, even before the band, I was always nervous of 3. But we're really, like, sensitive people. So we kind of, like, feel each other's energies and
yeah, that. I think, like, myself, this is Bobby speaking, I never had sisters growing up, and I always wanted sisters. I have a wonderful brother, but there was just this part of me that wished I had sisters, or I always loved bands like the Dixie Chicks or, you know, female groups that had that camaraderie, like you were saying.
Yeah.
And so when we are together, I feel like we just have this love for each other that we are, like Britt said, we're very in tune with each other's emotions. We really want everyone to feel absolutely included in this. There's been different times in our journey where, say, different industry people have tried to like influence us in a way that would push, you know, the stage show to be a certain way, or the way that we record our vocals to be a certain way. But for us, we've just always wanted everyone to feel like they were equally a part of this, because it is, we all add something so special uniquely to this that makes it what it is. And so for us, it's all about having fun. It's all about everyone feeling like they are as important in this as the other person. And that's exactly how we've just kind of kept going. And it seems to work really well, thankfully, because even when we started the band, we knew each other, but we weren't friends. We were just sort of more like, I mean, Kyla and Brittany were business acquaintances. And then I knew the girls just from visiting them at the store. But it was, you know, kind of the opposite of where bands are friends and then make a band. We were like, let's make a band. And then we just made friends along the way.
That's absolutely wonderful. Did I see this correctly? You kind of got discovered in a way on TikTok. And how does that mm-hmm. feel, knowing that we're in a day and age right now where things like TikTok and reels on Instagram are really kind of what's the driving force on getting your name out there, more so than, I guess, the old school way of, you know, TV and radio? Those play a contributing part here, but really a lot of the industry looks at, well, these girls are amazingly talented, but what is their reach with their social media? How do you feel this day and age about the industry kind of focusing on how many people you got following you, how many people are viewing your TikToks, and kind of judging on what kind of work they're going to do with you based on your reach? What does that feel like as an artist?
There's definitely a lot of pressure to be on it on our socials.
Yeah.
So it's a balance of spreading your work out.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. Like it's a like huge accessibility, and it's really cool to connect with people all around the world. Like we've had some crazy connections across in Europe and
wow.
and everything, and like really, really deep ones too. Like
yeah.
the people we would never meet, like Australia and stuff. It's really neat.
And also we on TikTok, we ended up charting on like around the world.
Amazing.
On many levels. And that for us, it was like happening so fast.
Yeah.
And we called our managers. We're like, guys, look. And like, it was almost too good to believe because it happened so fast.
Yeah.
So it is for us, because we are entrepreneurs as well,
yeah,
we do treat it like a business, and we actually do dedicate hours in the day to that. So I think it's really important to know that we are creative artists, but on the other hand of it, the other side of it, we are also entrepreneurs, and we see it as a business.
Yeah.
So it's equally as important.
Yeah, and yeah, it just helps you be discovered, like, internationally, like we were saying, on a worldwide platform, because before the social media act, there, you know, there's all these different communities of, like, our regional country music association, our Canadian, and then you kind of grow within those. But then with these platforms, to just be able to post things and reach so many people, and like Kyla was saying, we had Hush Money was number one in France on the iTunes chart, and we were charting in Ireland and Belgium, and just to be making your name in places that you've never even been before.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really
yeah, cool. Fantastic. Well done. We know you're killing it out there, and we're big fans here in Fargo. We feel like small potatoes now, knowing that you're number one over there in France and Ireland, so we really, truly appreciate you making time and chatting with us here on the show. I want to get into the album here, the EP Work of Heart, but before we do, obviously, we've got to mention and celebrate International Women's Day today. I want to hear from each of you a woman who has inspired your life that you kind of hope secretly you go, I hope you're proud of the work I'm doing right now as well.
Yeah, for me, it's Dolly, who is Kyla speaking. Dolly Parton's been a huge inspiration my whole life, and we got to meet her. There's a photo on our Instagram, and that day, that moment was like, okay. We walked up to her, and she's like, you look like rock stars, and that just was like, okay, we're doing this.
Yeah. We're doing something right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She's such a force in the country music industry. Her longevity and her career, all the different instruments she plays,
her positivity. Yeah. She's always nice and friendly to everybody. She treats everybody the same.
Yeah.
So she's
also the way she's just so, like, true to her own style.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's been a lot of times where you'll watch interviews where different people try to, you know, say things about just the way she presents herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just so confident in herself and you know, never lets it bother her. It's very inspiring.
Absolutely. I don't know if you saw on country music news right now, but Shania Twain was recently honored with her own role model Barbie. So if you had isn't that amazing? So if you had to present your favorite artist or an artist that has inspired you as a trio and as independently as artists as well, would it be a fair assumption to say that Dolly Parton deserves her own Barbie as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
definitely. Definitely does. Yeah.
I want to get into your latest EP here, and congratulations again. Absolutely amazing front to back. And of course, we can't stop playing John Waning. I love the working title on this. The title of the EP is Work of Heart. Where'd you come up with that?
It was actually a co-writer friend, Megan Barker. She's a Nashville singer-songwriter, and we've written a few songs with her. Our last album before this one, she wrote Symptoms with us. So she said she had the title in her sort of list of hooks and lines that she had been looking at, and she felt like it was something that would be perfect for the Heels. And when she presented it to us, we loved it right away. And then we all, at that time, we were cozied up in a cabin, kind of escaping the hectic kind of restrictions and lockdowns of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it was the second wave of the pandemic where we had to cancel tours and trips. And so instead of just staying at home and being sad, we went and we started writing with the people that we were supposed to meet in person in Nashville over Zoom. So when she presented the title, we were also talking about the different anxieties that not only the music industry can pose, but at that time, the way that the world was and the uncertainties of moving forward. And it just seemed to really fit well with it. So it's kind of all about, like, growing and knowing yourself and continuing on this journey. Just towards self-love, towards, like, your own growth and self-respect of what you want to do with your life, and just the way that you can have ups and downs of, you know, sometimes feeling super inspired and everything's colorful, and then sometimes you just don't even want to get out of bed and you have no purpose. And it just was something that was really true to us, and the song just felt like it kind of wrote itself. It's very, I would say, like, poetic, and there's a lot of visuals in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we felt like it really encompassed the whole purpose of the album. So then we titled the album that.
Fantastic. Absolutely love it. You've got a big year ahead of you here. 2024, you've got a brand new EP out. You've got a song that's just blowing up everywhere. Obviously, your social media game is on fire. I see that you got some stacked tour dates going as well. What's kind of the overall goal or plan for 2024 for the Heels?
Well, we want a huge tour. We'd love to open for some major artists, and just heading over to the UK would be amazing since we have charted over there. So I think for the rest of this year, it would be just meeting more people, making those strong foundational relationships in different types of communities, small, large, medium, wherever we may be. We're just, it's all about the connection to the communities. So I think moving forward, every show that we have, it's like, it's super important for us to get to know everybody after the shows.
Yeah.
As much as it is online, it's the person-to-person relationships that really matter to us.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I think we're also, like while we're here in Nashville, it's been really inspiring with how accessible it is to sing in other states. In Canada, we love Canada, and we've definitely done our share of touring there. But, you know, from one big city to the next, you're driving 16 to 23 hours in the car.
Wow.
And we just love how here we can whip out a couple hour drive and we're in a new city with another stage that wants to host us. So it's pretty neat just the way that we can explore here. So we have a goal of playing every single state eventually. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so we are seeing new lands, and we just love, you know, being on the road together. So the way that this music journey takes us different places, we're always grateful for that too. And we're looking to hopefully have a publishing deal, a record label. So just be able to like elevate our team and what we're doing at the next level, like with the artists that we are inspired by.
Yeah.
And we're also like, I don't think we've mentioned yet, like our mission comes from our name. And our name originally was spelled H-E-A-L-S. So we felt like we healed ourselves through music. And that's why it was like an organic growth, because we didn't really like start the band in order to like become a famous band. They started the band to feel better and just to sing together. And anyway, so now our intention is still, even though we changed the spelling, we're still using our music to heal. Like we incorporate healing frequencies and gongs and tuning forks and stuff. We've worked with sound healing centers and everything. So we like to connect with communities and spread the good vibes around.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you what, I hopefully that Fargo, North Dakota will be on your map or, you know, on your radar sometime soon. And I've got three microphones right next to me here. And I would love to have you as guest co-host for an hour and just celebrate your music, celebrate the artists that you're listening to, grew up to, and just really kind of spotlight the Heels when you come down to Fargo. So put us on your radar and let us know.
Yes. Yeah. We'd love that. We've never been to North Dakota, and we'd love to even chat with you after about, you know, potential places that host live music that we could come to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know the cold because you've been up in Canada. So I was going to say, try not to come to Fargo during the winter, but it's nothing that you can't handle. You already know all about the cold.
Oh, yeah. Digging our cars out. Yeah. Wearing shoes.
We love it, actually. We love the snow and the cold.
Yeah. Bobby's a pro at walking in heels in the snow, even.
Oh, yeah.
On the ice.
Wonderful. I want to thank you again for the wonderful promotional video that you sent us as well to put up out on our social media. We've got a lot of instant messages coming in right now from people tuning into the conversation that are really excited to hear your story and hear more about you and what's coming up this year. Can I ask you a favor? I'm going to put you on the spot. What are the chances we can just have you break out into a couple of bars right now on the phone, live on the show, so that people see how amazing you are?
Yes, for sure. You can have that.
All right. Mike is yours when you're ready.
We'll do our bye-bye song.
Yeah, we're gonna do our song called Fine By Me. It's our most Shazam song.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And it's just a nice way to say goodbye. Yes.
Love
sure.
it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Bye-bye, baby. Don't sugarcoat nothing when it comes to me. I'm fine, don't need a double on the road all alone, and if I'm by me, this time, even the trouble is no turning back, and I'm finally free. You and I, another rebel, little broken pieces, and if I'm by me, yeah.
Amazing. I love that. Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Brittany, Bobby, Kyla, The Heels, thank you so much for tuning in and calling in from Nashville, spending some time with us here in Fargo. We truly appreciate you. Again, go find The Heels wherever you do social media. You can't miss them. They're out there killing it right now. And make sure you get that brand new EP as well, Work of Heart. And we're going to get into John Wayne in here in a second. Ladies, thank you again so much. Happy International Women's Day. We're celebrating you today and every day. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much. This side of country.